There's no animal living today that has had the strength of Tyrannosaurus Rex. To try to come up with something that had that kind of power, I don't know, howitzer, you know, like this animal was so strong that there's nothing that could escape if it decided it wanted to eat it.
And when it ate, it had a mouthful of banana-sized teeth designed to slice through meat and crush bone.
Its teeth are gigantic. They are thick from side to side. They're not cutting teeth by any means. These are pulverizing teeth. These could pierce through flesh, they could shatter bone, and they're anchored by extremely deep roots.
The tooth of a dinosaur gives us a pretty good indication of its diet. Now, there's other ways to determine what an animal ate, and it has nothing to do with the teeth. It's poop, fossilized dung. They call them coprolites, and yes, even that stuff can become fossilized. By slicing it very thin and looking at it under magnification, we can actually see the remains of what the dinosaur ate. So by looking at the teeth and then looking at the dung, we get a picture of what was happening in between.
Its teeth were huge, but its small arms were barely longer than a man's. Tiny as they were useful.
One of the things that people always mention and always think about is, why did it have such puny arms? Well, the arms are kind of small. I mean, they're a little bit bigger than mine, but they were really well muscled. But still, the claws on these hands were huge, and they could actually act like meat hooks and perhaps even stabilizing the prey.